Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover questions 608 to 610, which will finish up animals and human beings. Then start metempsychosis, question 611 and 612.
Enjoy.
Question 608. After death, does a human spirit have any awareness of the existences that preceded its period of humanness?
No, because it is only after that period that its life as a spirit began. It even has difficulty in remembering its first existences as a human, exactly as humans no longer remember the earliest days of their childhood, and still less the time they spent in the maternal womb. That is why spirits tell you that they do not know how they began.
Refer to question number 78. Question 609. Having entered the period of humanness, does a spirit retain traces of what it had previously been, that is, of the state in which it found itself in the period that could be called non-human?
That depends on the distance separating the two periods and the progress it has accomplished. For a few generations, it may preserve a more or less pronounced reflection of the primitive state, for nothing in nature occurs through an abrupt transition. There are always links connecting the end of the chain of beings or events. However, such traces disappear with the development of free will. The first steps of progress are accomplished slowly because they are not yet aided by the will, but they follow a more rapid progress as the spirit acquires a more perfect consciousness of itself.
Question 610. Then, are the spirits who have said that humans are beings apart in the order of creation mistaken?
No, but the issue has not been fully developed, and there are things that can only come in their time. Humans are, in fact, beings apart, for they have faculties that distinguish them from all others, and they have another destiny. The human species is the one God has chosen for the incarnation of the beings who can know God.
Question 611. Isn't the common origin of living beings in the intelligent principle an affirmation of the doctrine of metempsychosis?
Two things may have the same origin and yet not resemble each other at all later on. Who would recognize the tree, its leaves, its flowers, and its fruit in the shapeless germ contained in the seed from which they came? From the moment when the intelligent principle reaches the necessary degree for becoming a spirit and for entering the period of humanness, it has no more relationship with its primitive state. It is no longer the soul of the animal, like the tree is no longer a seed. In humans, there is only the animal-like body, the passions that arise from that body's influence, and the instincts of self-preservation inherent in matter. Therefore, one cannot state that such and such a person is the incarnation of such and such an animal. Consequently, metempsychosis, as commonly understood, is incorrect.
Question 612. Could a spirit that has animated a human body incarnate in an animal?
That would be a regression, and a spirit does not regress. The river does not flow back to its source.
Refer to question number 118.